Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf chaf. I apologize for some of the problems over the past couple of days with the daf. I hope that things could be worked out. I know they're working on it, so I hope that this daf and every daf henceforth will be smooth and audible and complete. And feel free to keep sending the emails, and I'll keep forwarding them and telling them and urging them to have everything cleaned up. Okay, two dots. Yutasim Abay. So we just quoted the Chazal that anyone who raises an orphan in their house, the Torah considers it as if they gave birth to them. Ki'ilu yoldo. So we had one source of that from a pasuk in Shmuel. So now we quote a number of others. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha. He learns it from the following pasuk. Vatekrena lo hashcheinos shem lemor yivaled ben lo Naami. Right, the neighbor said that a son has been born to Naami. Vachinami yalda v'alarus yalda elarus yalda v'Naami gidla. But Naami helped raise the son. Lafichach nikra al shema. That's why he's called the son of Naami. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehacha. The ishto hayehu Hudiya Yalda as Yared Avigdar Vagomer, Ela Bnei Basia Baspara Vasher Lokach Mered, and that's the pasuk from Divrei Hayamim, Mered Zekalev, Vlamanik Rishmo Mered, Shemar Batas Meraglim. So just as a Derech Agav, why is Kalev called Mered? Because he rebelled against the other Meraglim. He went against them and did not listen to the Rove, he and Yoshua. But the Gemara asks, Suchi Basia Yalda, Vala Yocheved Yalda. But Yocheved was the mother of Moshe. Eli Yocheved Yaldo Batya Gidlo Lafigla Nikral Shema. That's the chiddush, that even a non-Jewish woman could get this Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu Yaldo by Moshe Rabbeinu and Basya. Rav Elazar Amar Mehacha Ga'alta Bizroa Amcha B'nei Yaakov Yosef Sela. Right, you redeemed with the Zroa, with your outstretched arm, your nation, B'nei Yaakov Yosef Sela. V'chi Yosef Yalad V'halo Yaakov Yalad. What do you mean that they're B'nei Yosef? Did Yosef take care of, give birth to the Shvatim? Ella, Yaakov Yolad, for Yosef Kilkel, but Yaakov gave birth, but once they came to Mitzrayim, so he was Mechalkel them, he sustained them. Therefore, Lefichach Nikru al Shemo. We mentioned in the past, the Baalei HaTosfos have a thought that there are two people in the Torah that are called Tzaddik. Well, many people after the Torah that are called the Tzaddik. But in the Torah, two people called the Tzaddik. One in the Torah, one in Chazal. Yosef is called the Tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik. And in the Torah, Noach is Tzaddik. Tamim HaYabadar Osav. What's the connection between Noach and Yosef? Each of them sustained the world. Each of them took care and fed the world. Noach, the whole world, was on the ark. And Yosef, the whole world, the whole civilization, was in Mitzrayim. So both of it, if I sustain an entire generation, so that makes me a tzaddik. And Rav Isaac Bernstein quoted that the remez to this is Poseichas Yadecha Umasbia Lachol Chai Ratzon. You're Masbia to every Chai and tzaddik. That's the next word in Ashrei. Right, Masbia Lachol Chai Ratzon tzaddik. That's a hint to the fact that Yosef and Noach were both called tzaddikim. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Yonasan Kolam Alami Ben Chaderu Torah Mala Elav Akasav Kilu Yolda. Right, if I teach my friend's son Torah, it is as if I gave birth to him. Shneamar ve'ela toldos Aaron and Moshe. It says in the beginning of Bamidbar, these are the children of Aaron and Moshe. Viksiv ve'ela shmos bnei Aaron. It only goes on to list the children of Aaron. So why are they called the children of Moshe? Lo malacha Aaron yalad u'Moshe limed. Aaron gave birth to them, but Moshe taught them. He taught Aaron's sons. Lafichach nikru al shemo. That's why they are called after him. Is an interesting Chachma Shlomo. The Chachma Shlomo in the back of the Gemara is the Marshal, or Shlomo Luria. The Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch is the Rav Shlomo Kluger, later. So Shlomo, the first Chachma Shlomo in Eben Ezer, Simon Aleph. Simon Aleph in Eben Ezer, first Simon is all about Mitzvah Puravu. So it talks about the Beis Shama, Beis Hillel, and all the various halachas. That's first Simon, Shlo Yama Below Isha. So the first Chachma Shlomo discusses Puruv. What he says, Nistapakti, I have a suffix. B'misha Gidel Yasom B'Yasoma B'Tov Beso. If I raise an orphan in my house, or I could teach, Torah to someone else. In Nechshav Zeh Kiyim Puruvu. Is that a Kiyim of Puruvu? If I'm a Gadel, an orphan, if I adopt, Kiva Dharma Chazal Makadu Yosef Yisrael Vavoso Peso, Ma'ala Vakas of Kilu Yoldo, our Gemara, since it says if I raise an orphan, it's as if I gave birth to them, or if I teach my friend's son Torah, it's as if I gave birth to them, Yesh Lomar Tahavi Nami Kilu Kiyim Puravu. Do I say, okay, it's a Ke'ilu, as if you did Puravu, meaning if Rahman al-Islam, somebody cannot have children, this is what they should do, at least it's a partial Kiyim of Puravu. Or they should support yeshivas, right, to teach Torah. Or I'll call Panim, or do you say, no, ain't a doma l'vlad mamish. V'lo kiyim is a puravu. Okay, it's a nice agada. But it's not that you get any credit for puravu. So he says, l'chore nire, t'zeh tali b'pluktas hadrisha mataz. So machlokas hadrisha with the taz in Yeridea. A general machlokas, how do you look at ki'ilus? Whenever we have a line of the chazal of ki'ilu, it's as if. Is that real, it's as if, or is that just a nice, flexible, it's as if? The das hadrisha, the chomakam shnemar ki'ilu, ein hamuka shave, el mi shemakishlo. It's not a real comparison. Via taz cholek to shave mamish. And the taz says it's for sure. Lochenach, and I'm in the midrashay. Kiva deinu shave mamish, lakar dehita rinan ave ki'ilu yodo, bikomakam ein alayda mamish. According to the drisha, but according to the taz, it would be good. But then he says, Aval imholid umesu v'gidel yasom v'yasoma. In this case, if somebody has a child, but then the child Rachman al-Islam dies, and then he's megadol yasom, for sure megadol puravu. Miman of shach. Ibinan leida. He had leida. If you need gidla, he had gidla. Even though it wasn't the same child, the leida and the gidla, says the Chachma Shlomo, it would be good enough. Kein nira li nachon ledina. So it's an interesting question. He says you can put them together. You don't need the Gidel, the Leida, and the Gidel on both of them. The Chachma Shlomo always has interesting inyanim on the bottom, all the way on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, in the small print. But that's his discussion here. Is this any type of Kiyam of Pru Uruvu? Okay, let's continue. Continuing, fourth wide line. Lachain, Kalamar Hashem, El Beis Yaakov, Asher Padas Avraham. So says Hashem about the house of Yaakov that redeemed Avraham. Where do we find that Yaakov redeemed Avraham? Do we ever have any, and there's no Torah Shebichsav about it. We mentioned that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the first grandfather who had a relationship with his grandchildren in history was Yaakov and Ephraim and Menashe. The first one. We don't have any discussion, any chazal, any psukim about Avraham and Yaakov or about Yitzchak and the Shvatim. But Yaakov and Ephraim and Manasseh we have. He gave brachas to them, Pashas Vayechi. That's why he's called the Zakein in Chazal. Because he was the one that was that the first, he was the Zakein. He was the first grandfather, first Jewish grandfather. But where did we find that Yaakov redeemed him? Amar of Yehuda, Shepdo Mitzar Gidobanim. And once we're talking about Yosef and Yaakov, so we're talking about this, he redeemed him from Tsar Gidobanim, from pain of the... of child rearing. Where is that? Where did Yaakov redeem him from the pain of child rearing? So Rashi says, right in the middle, Shehuto Mitzagi Dobanim, Shehuto Alav Torah Hashvatim. Yaakov had to deal with all the Shvatim. She'al Avraham Ayamutal Oso Torah. Because really Avraham had that tircha on him. Avraham, he was the first Jew. He should have had the Shiftei Ka. There's another on this side if you want. But he should have had the Shiftei Ka, the trouble. But instead, Yaakov took it. So therefore, Yaakov redeemed Avraham from the Tircha. He asked Tosfos, he redeemed him from the Tsar. What, it was a curse to have the Shvatim? Says Tosfos in Shabda, Pirish HaKudris, Gidol Tsar, Gidol, Yud Bei Shvatim. V'lo Nira, Chad, you know, Tsar, El Asimcha. It's wonderful to have the Shvatim. Okay, there was pain, but it's, you could call that tsar that Yaakov has to redeem his grandfather. Kidam Rita, this is a brachus. So he says, no, when he meets Tsarach Lomar, Tsar shall Yosef ve'echa ve'gilgul Yudas Mitzrayim. Not just raising the Shvatim, but all the other tsaras that he had. Going down to Mitzrayim and Yosef and his brothers. We mentioned this back in Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev, Ramosha Feinstein in his commentary quotes, Bikish Yaakov Leshe B'shalva. What does that mean? It means that Yaakov felt that, you know, look at his life. There's a very, an amazing Rashi. He doesn't quote it there. There's an amazing Rashi there. Rashi says on the, it's on the pasuk of Yosef Inenu v'Shimon Inenu. It's Binyamin Tikachlus. Rashi quotes, didn't I have enough already? And he quotes the tsaris that Yaakov had. Tsaris Lavan, tsaris Yosef, tsaris Dina, tsaris Shimon and Levi. Tsaris, just keeps going. It's unbelievable. It's a challenging life. So, all the tsar. So he says, Tosfos says, that's what it's talking about. That's the regular child rearing of the Yud Beis Shvatim. That's wonderful. But all the external tsaris that he had, that's what it's talking about here. And maybe Avram, being the first Jew, he was the one that might have had to have this avoda, but instead it was given to Yaakov Avinu. V'hainu tichsiv, back to the Gemara, fifth line, this is what it means, lo ato yevosh Yaakov, Yaakov will not be embarrassed, v'chulu, lo ato yevosh Yaakov me aviv, v'lo ato paniv yechvaro me avi aviv. He won't be embarrassed from his father, and his face won't turn white from his grandfather. Okay, period. Now back to what we were talking about earlier, about Palti ben Laish. Remember, Palti ben Laish, Shaul HaMelech gave one of David's wives to Palti. So, Ksiv Palti, Viksiv Palti El. One time it says Palti, and another passage calls him Palti El. Hashem saved him. Amar of Yochanan, Palti Shemo. Really, Palti was his name. V'loma Nikra Shemo, Palti El. Why was he called Palti El? She Palto Kel Min Ha'Aveira. Because Hashem saved him, or helped him. He did it himself, but Hashem was with him, saving him from an Aveira. Ma Asa, what did he do? Na'at Cherev Beit Olavina. He put a sword in between himself and Michal. V'yomar. Call a osei pedaver ze yitka becherev ze. Palti talking to himself. If you try anything, you're gonna get killed. Meaning he put a guard up for himself. He didn't want to try anything for years. He had this woman, quote unquote, married to her, and he didn't touch her because he knew that this was really the wife of David Hamelch. How do you have yichud with her then? If he thought it was usher that she was a married woman, so how did he have yichud with her? This is Tosis's question. Not Tosfos here, Tosfos and Shabbos, and Nafkid Gimel. Tosfos and Shabbos, that's the sugya of an Isha Nida and a husband being in the same bed. Right, that's the sugya there, and the Tosfos there quotes the Minhag of Rashi, of Hoshata, but there it says, Upalti ben Laish, Shenot Tzcher ben Oloveina, Ikala Meimar, Sherochok Mimena Hayabiyoser. Maybe it was a huge bed. And we had earlier that when the love was great, we could be on a sword together for the Gemara Daf Zayin. And then when our love was not great, so we could have a bag 60 amas wide. It's not big enough, right? So maybe it was a very, very big area. V'haya pasuach l'rishus harabim shelo haya mishum yichud. Maybe there was an open door. They always slept with the door open, right? So there's a halachas of yichud. Oh, shema savar kishol shelo haya b'kudeshes l'david. Maybe y'all like shol we had yesterday, that there really wasn't a marriage, but umachmir al atzmo. Haya, we love all that. He was just an extra machmir. He was extra machmir regarding the bia, not regarding the yichud. So, 2 days in Tosfos. What? He is mako for, he's being, right. Okay, so you're saying if he's machmir in this, if he's being mako in his, husbandry obligations. I guess, maybe she understood. She was at least designated for David, even though she wasn't married to David. That is Tosfos. V'haksiv. Continues the Gemara, fourth to last line. Vayelech ita isha. Her husband went with her. Shenasa laki isha. It just means that he acted, related to your question, he acted like a husband to her. Not regarding the bia, but look at Rashi. He acted like a husband. Shahaya megadla umechabava. He raised her and always loved her. Always loved her. Mechabava. Right? You just said about Ona. Or if Schechter points out that the word ona, the chiv of a husband to a man, a woman is called an ona. Ona literally means time. I mean, the husband has to spend time with his wife. It means at every day of the month. That's the chiv. Sometimes in the month it has to do with the physical relationship. Other times of the month it's just spending time. Ona. Right? That's the chiv. So nasa l'kiishas. That's the chiv that Palti fulfilled. Ay, v'hak siv, halochu v'cha. After his wife, after Micha was taken back and given to David, it says that Paltiel was crying. Why was he crying? Shouldn't he be happy now? He doesn't have to go through this anymore. Right? Why was he crying? Al ha-mitzvah da'azilmine. Because of the mitzvah that he can no longer do. Right? He can't be Kovish's Yetzer anymore. Really? Wow. We never think that being in the situation of a Nisayan is greater. And when the Nisayan leaves, we should be b'simcha. We shouldn't be crying. So the Yad Rama says, ki avi bachi al mitzvah da'azlamine, havi, bachi, shebi toch shahaya kovish es yitzro, ma'ala alav amakom ki ilu asa dvar mitzvah. The Yad Rama says, it was as if he was getting a positive mitzvah, not just not doing an aveira. And therefore, he says, kala yoshe v'lo avar aveira nosen lo skarka osa mitzvah. So he was losing, he lost out on the mitzvah. That's what the Yad Rama says. But different pshat, the Mishmaso Zahav, I've quoted before, beautiful Svarma Navi, Mishmaso Zahav in that parak on Shmuel, parak Emel on Shmuel, where this is quoted, that he was crying, so he asked this question. We don't usually assume that being in the situation of an Yisrael is something good. So he quotes, V'ulay Yish Lomar, Sha'achar Sha'rah B'meshach Kamishanim, Shehitzliach, B'siyat Deshmai Lama B'Nisayu. And after a number of years, when he saw that he was able to stand up, maybe only there, after years of passing the Nisayan, maybe there you could say, you know what, this is my avoda, and I'm crying. But then he quotes the Ar Yisrael, Yisrael Salanter, who says, no, maybe the point was that he thinks that, this is not Ar Yisrael, this is that he's just quoting a different pshat, that he thought that maybe this is a simon min hashamayim, that he's not going to be able to handle it anymore. He's saying, Hashem's taking this away from me. Is he so bad I can't do it anymore? That's why he was crying. That's another idea. And that's why he was crying. Okay, different pshat quoted here in the Mishmaso Zahav. This is, author is Rav Moshe Rav Shapti Sheftel Weiss. It's the, Svarim on Navi that we have quoted before. Okay, let's move. Ad Bachurim, third to last line, he cried all the way till Bachurim, Shenaasu Shneem ke Bachurim, Shlotam Utambia. He went all the cried all the way to Bachurim, Darshni, that they were like Bachurim, meaning they were never together all the years of their marriage. Amr Reb Yochanan, Tokvo Shal Yosef, An Vesanuso Shal Boaz. Yosef's Gavus, his Tokef, his, amazing feat of conquering his Yetzer by Eishes Potiphar, was like nothing for Boaz, meaning Boaz had a much, deeper test, right? Meaning what happened with Boaz? She got into bed with him when he was sleeping, right? So much, much harder test, right? Rashi says, Tokfo means Dover Gadol. The great thing of Yosef is like a Dover Katan of Boaz, meaning it was like he had to conquer much more. And Tokfo Shal Boaz, I'm a Sanusel Shal Palti Ben Laish. And Boaz had it one night. Palti Ben Laish had it for years. He had to conquer. It means that she got into bed with Boaz. It was much harder. And it was much harder to control himself in that situation. That's why Boaz came back to Yosef. Yosef, I mean, they were still talking. She was running after him. But it wasn't the same level of test. And as we said, that it was a whole year, and it wasn't just one night. Again, Yosef, Hatzadik, we know, in his way, compared to Boaz, compared to Palti, but at least in a certain way, in terms of their Nisayan, this Chazal is saying this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev, rabos banus asu chayil, viat olis al kulana, what does it mean, pasaginesis chayil, right? Either written about Shlomo's wife, or about the Torah, different Mefarshim and Navi talk about what he wrote it for. So Rabos Banas Ashchay Vadal Zalkulana. Rabos Banas Asuchayil Ze Yosef U Boaz. Great Rabos Banos. They did great things. That's Yosef and Boaz. Viat Olas Zalkulana Ze Palti Ben Laish. Amr Shmuel Bar Nachman Amr Bionasan. My Dechsev Sheker Hachain. Once we're dashing Eishes Chayil. So we're dashing more. Sheker Hachain Vehevel Ayofi. Chain favor is false. And why is this talking to, I mean, it's still talking about, this isn't Dafka about a woman, it's written in feminine, but you can still say it's referring to them. I don't think it's Dafka talking about a woman here. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Sheker Achein, soon it's going to be talking about generations. Sheker Achein Vevela Yofi. Sheker Achein Ze Yosef. Yosef always found Chein in the eyes of wherever he was. In the jail, in Paro. Hevela Yofi Ze Boaz. Boaz, Boaz, he was very strong and handsome. Yiras Hashem, he tesalal, ze palti ben laish. But that was your real Yiras Shemayim, that was palti. Davar acher, shagar achein, ze doro shal Moshe. The hevel ayofi, ze doro shal Yehoshua. Yiras Hashem, he tesalal, ze doro shal Chizkia. Chizkia, one of the great kings that we've had. What was so great about the time of Chizkia? Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, that in those days, they checked from Dun to Beersheba, meaning the entire length of Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't find one on Ma'aretz. Everybody knew all the Chassidim of Atara. Everybody was such a bucky in Torah that they didn't even have to fight the wars themselves. Right? Hashem, you know, took care of Sancheriv's army. Right? They didn't have to fight the wars themselves, and it was taken care of. They were on that level. How can we say that Chizkiyahu HaMelech's generation was greater than the Dor Deya, the Dor HaMidbar? How can we say such a thing? So the Marsha says, you know what, let's just finish the, let's just do it now. The Marsha says, maybe it depends on what their potential was. What was their potential? Says the Marsha. V'yesh lomar darish lo b'maylos hadoros l'inyin mitzvah v'torah. They darshan and what their potential was in terms of what they had. Sheker achein zeh Moshe, ki terem shenitna Torah lo hayirak sheva mitzvah v'noach. Right, the door of Moshe, they did not get the Torah yet. They didn't get the Torah yet. So therefore, they're great, but compared to what came afterwards, Sheva Mitzvahs, compared to 613, so that's Sheker Achein. Hevel Ayofi is the door of Yoshua. Avodar Shemoshe Shidin Atarah Kula, Haya Sheker Oso Achein Shaya Kfar. Umafisha Bedar Midbar Hayu Yafin Batorah. Avolo Haya Efshar Biyadam, Lekayim Kala Mitzvahs Atorah. Al Mechonan B'mitzvahs Atluyos Baaretz. Right, they couldn't do all the mitzvahs. They couldn't do all the mitzvahs before they went to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it's Hevel Hayofi. That's the next level up. But once you got the Chizkiyahu HaMelech, even after they went into Eretz Yisrael, the 14 years, except for Chala, the mitzvahs weren't mechuyev yet. Shrumus or Maestris. So that's why it started off as Hevel Hayofi. Only finally, the Dor of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they had a Beis HaMikdash, they were all sitting and learning, they didn't have to fight wars. Abachol Zelo, Yoskim B'Torah Karoi, Shahi Oskim B'Kibish Eretz Yisrael, B'Chilak Shalah, Aval Yiras Hashemi Tesalo, Dor Shal Chizkiyah, Shahi Kulam Oskim B'Torah, V'Hashem Lochem Milchamatam, Av Kishahayu Yishenim, Al Mitasam, B'Milchem Sancheriv. So he says, that's the greatest. When you can do all the Torah and not have any other worries, so that is the Doro of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Good. Davar Acher, the last drasha. Sheker Achein, Zedoro Shal Moshe Yoshua. The Hevel Ayofi, Zedoro Shal Chizkiyahu. Yiras Hashem, Hitesalo, Zedoro Shal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, that's Stam Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnayos. Or Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, he's buried right outside of Tzfat. So that's the door. Why was so great about that generation? Amro Lava Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. They say Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Shayishisha Talmidim, Miskasin Batalas Achas, Voskin Batorah. That there were 6 Talmidim under 1 Talis, and they were Osik Batorah. Meaning, Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. It wasn't just they all had to have a comfortable seat, they all had to have their own this, their own that. No. It was cold, and Mesiris Nefesh. Right, we find many Gemaras that it's not just about the learning of the Torah, it's the Mesiris Nefesh for the Torah. The Gemara Meseches Yuma, that Hillel was too poor to get into the Beis Medrash. What did he do? He went up on the roof and he was listening. He put his ear to the glass, trying to listen to the Torah. And the next morning it snowed overnight and they saw the skylight was dark. So what happened? They looked up and they saw a figure of a man. He froze. They had to bring him into the Beis Medrash. Mesiris Nefesh. And also the Gemara in Brachas, when Brachas Avchav, the Gemara one Tana asks the other Tana, or Amoraim, that the says, why is it that in the earlier generations, right, they have Nisim done for them? Tremendous Nisim done for them. We don't have any Nisim done for us anymore. Why is it? We know a lot more Torah than them. Right? We know all Shisa Sidrei Mishnah, the Gemara says. And earlier they know they didn't. So they, what did it say? It says they were Mosu Nefesh for Torah. Mesiris Nefesh for Torah is a tremendous ingredient. So you have that Gemara in Brachas, you have the Gemara in Yuma, and right here, the Gemara of Yehuda bar Eloi, even as compared to the Dor of Moshe Rabbeinu, they got the Mon. They got the Ananei HaKavod, the Be'er. Okay, it's wonderful. But it wasn't like the Mesiris Nefesh of the time of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Okay, so that's the Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. Okay, weiter and more in the Mishnah now, continuing the halachas of a king. Meis lo meis, if a king loses a relative, and Yosef defends a plasher shalom, he doesn't leave his palace. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imrotza latseis achar hamita yotze. He can if he wants to, says Rabbi Yehuda. Shekein matzida b'David. Because we find by David HaMelech, sheyotza achar mitaso shel Avner. He followed the mita of Avner, the coffin of Avner. He went out to the Levaya. Shneimar v'amelech David holech achar hamita. Amr lei, the Chacham say, Amr lei, they say back to him, Lo haya hadavar, ela lefayez esa'am. No, they can't bring Raya's from there. Because remember the story, right? David had nothing to do with the murder. And he wanted to show the people, it was a PR move. It was just to make sure that nobody thought otherwise. He was covering, making sure that nobody thought he was involved in the murder. So he went out that he gave a tremendous hesped for Avner, emphasizing that I had nothing to do with it. Avner was great, and I wish my officers would not have committed this crime. But really, in general, the king is not Yotzi Achar Amita. Ukishem Avrin Oso, and when the people are give Sudas Havra to the king, Kol Ham Subin Al Aretz, everybody's on the ground, for whom Mesav Al Adargash, and he sits on a type of bench, which we will see in the Gemara, what type of bench is it. So Tanur Rabbanan. Malkav Shadagulat Nashim Latte Zachar Amita Yotzos, Lathe Amita Yotzos, wherever the women went, go afterwards, the Mita, fine. Before the Mita, fine. Whatever the Minag is, Rabbi Yehuda Omer La Olam Nashim Lafei Amita Yotzos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the women always went first. Why? Shkematzina B'David Shiasarach Amitas Shal Avner. Because we know that David went after the Mita, and David wouldn't have gone on in the women's section. Shneamar Femelach David Holech Achar Amita. So Amrulo, they say back to him again, no Raya Lo Haya Hadaver Elafayis Asam. Don't bring me a Raya from there, because David really went around. So everybody, he wanted everybody to see him. V'nis Paisu Shaya David Yotzei Mibein Hanashim V'Nechnas Lebein Hanashim. David went through all the men and all the women to make sure that he was seen to show that he did not have anything to do with the murder. Not just the men. He didn't want Avner to be killed. Tosas on top quotes a Yerushalmi. Tosas on top, the second line. Yerushalmi pligi. Why would the women go before the mita? Lefisha garmo misa la'olam. Whoa. Right, so the women go before the coffin because Chava keeps getting it. Many areas in Halacha where we blame Chava, that Chava, right there, garmo misa la'olam. And therefore, that's why one minhag is that the women go first. Or maybe the men should go first so they're not, the men don't stare at the women. The women are first, the men will be looking at the women the whole time. So therefore, then maybe you switch it. Right, it's not a problem, according to Tosfos, for the women to be looking at the men. It's meant to be looking at the women, right? This is one of the makoros for a mechitza. Does a mechitza have to block the women's view or just the men's view? Right, the Ramban on Parshas Kisavo. The Ramban of Kisavo quotes the early, the Mesach HaSofer about Hagva, the source of doing Hagva. It says that all the men and the women could be able to see the Torah. So does that mean that they can see the whole section, or just like when you lift up the Torah, you can see the Torah? But again, the Tosfos is right. What about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Sounds like that the women could see from the top. What?
Mahadrin buses.
Mahadrin buses. Oh, the women are in the back, so they can see the. Okay, never saw one of those. But this is one of the makoros about right. Tosa says it's only the issue of the men being mistakel on the women. But again, getting back to the first part of Tosa's garmu misa, we find other halachas where website has to do with chava. Other halachas have to do with chava. Where else do we have it? We have it by Halakas Neris. Halakas Neris Shabbos. One of the two reasons quoted by the tour, why women, Halakas Neris and Shabbos, the same obligation for the men and for the women. I have the same obligation as my wife to light Halakas Neris Shabbos. Why does she do it? Right, she was away a few weeks ago, so I lit candles. The same obligation. Why does she do it? So the Rambam says, because she's Osek and Kol Tzarchei Abayis, so she does this too. It also has to do with the Avira of the house. But the Torah writes a second reason, is because she brought darkness to the world. She brought Misa to the world by giving Adam from the Eitz Hadas. So therefore, every week, she has to bring light into the world to try to be Misakein, the Chet of Chava. That is why we mentioned from the Be'er Moshe, the Deborah Tzina Revi, who says that maybe that's where the minhag comes from. It's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Not everybody does this minhag, but the Shabbos after a woman has a baby, the husband lights the candles. It's a minhag that some have. Why should that be? So some say, oh, it has to do with, because maybe she can't get out of bed, other reasons, but the Be'er Moshe says, no, she already brought so much light into the world this week. She doesn't have to do it this week. This week she already brought a baby, so she already brought Janaleda, so let the man do it this week. But that's one halacha. Halachas Neiris. Another one, the Shlach Hakadosh quotes that women don't do Kiddush Levana. Right, why don't women do Kiddush Levana? So the Shlach says because they were goreim the pekam halavana. They caused the moon to get smaller. It's something to do with Chava. Not exactly clear what exactly is the connection, but it's something to do with Chava. Him goreim pekam halavana is one of the reasons that they don't do Kiddush Levana. Okay, let's continue. Darash Rava. Second wide line. My dechsev. My dechseva yovel kol ha'am lahavros as David. The entire nation came to David, lahavros. Ksiv lahachros, vikaridon lahavros. It says lahachros, but we read it lahavros. So betchila lahachros. So originally, he came to cut him off, meaning they were mad at him. How could he have killed Avner? Well, the Basof Lavroso, because they realized that he was an Avelis. He was very upset at it, so they gave him a Sudas Havra. You see, the note on the side points out that we don't have this Kriyan Siv. We don't have this Kriyan Siv. We just have the Kri. Right? Call us from Shalanu, Lo Nimsa Shum Krivik Siv. Right? So that's to do with what is a Kriyan Siv? Is it just a loss in the Mesorah? It doesn't go back. The Gemara Mesachas Nadarim tells us that a Kriyan Siv goes back to Ezra Sofer. Goes back. It's very ancient, our Kriyan Sivs. But here's one that the Gemara refers to that we don't have. That's not, no Kriyan Siv in our Navi. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, B'bnei Manenesh Avner, why was Avner punished? Why was he murdered? B'bnei Shehayi lo limchos b'shal v'lo micha, because he could have stood up when Shaul was about to murder the entire city of Nov. Shaul himself was punished for that. But Avner could have prevented it, right? Because Shaul was crazed. He thought that David was hiding there, or they helped David hide. So therefore, he didn't protest enough. And therefore, the whole city was wiped out, and he should have protested. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, no, Micha v'lo nena, he did protest. He just wasn't listened to. V'shnei mikra echa darsha, they both darshan with the same pasuk. V'yikonena melech al Avner. The king mourned and eulogized Avner. V'yomer, and he said, Hakamos navo yamus Avner. Will like a disgusting person, Avner, die? Yadechalo asuros, your hands were not tied. V'raglecha, lo l'chush taimugashu, your legs weren't being led away in chains. That's the pasuk. So Manda Amar Lo Micha, the one who says he did not protest, reads it as follows. Hachi Kamar, Yodechalo Asuros, your hands weren't tied. Yodechalo Nuchashay Mugashu, you weren't tied up. Meaning you had the king's ear. Martayim Alo Machisa, why didn't you protest? So even in the eulogy, he's giving a little musser. Interesting. So, Kinefo Lefnei Benei Avla Nafalta, you fell like a wicked person. And according to the one who says he did protest, he just wasn't listened to, Ismahuye Metame. It's a wonder. Hakamos Novo Yamus. Is this proper? Hayadechalo Asuras, Raglechalon Lukhashtayim. Right, Michti, Michvuye Machiso. Your arms and legs weren't tied up. You protested. So why this happen? My Taima can follow Levne Bene Avla Nafalta. Why this happen to you? But David is really mourning. He's upset. So that's the two ways to darshan the pasuk. Laman darim micha my time yanish. So if he protested, so why was he punished? You have to give a different answer. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak sheshaha malchus beis David shteishanu mechsa. He delayed malchus beis David 2.5 years. And malchus beis David has to do with geula. He delayed the geula. The Rashi here and Tosfos here work out how did he do it, because he supported the malchus of his boshes, and his boshes was and for the time his boshes. Became to power until the time that David HaMelech started his reign was 2.5 years, and he supported his boshes, so that's why he was punished for that. Okay, you can work out the math. Viter. Ukshem Avernoso, and when you do a suit of Savra to a king, everybody sits on the floor, and the king sits on a dargish. My dargish. What's a dargish? So, Amar Ula Arsa Degada. A dargish is a bed of Gada. What does that mean? Rashi says it's a good luck bed. It's a good luck bed. You have a bed in your house for good luck. Rashi says, "V'lo hayu mishtamshin b'en klal." They never used it. Elo lamazal abayis munachas. It was there for good mazel. Mishum nichush. Rashi says it was there for nichush, for a good omen. That's Rashi. Says the Ran, isn't there an avera called losanachashu? What are you talking about here? Right? You're not allowed to do things like that for good omen. Losanachashu. Says the Ran, quoting Rashi. Ein pirusho nachon, chas v'shalom. You don't find many times the Ran arguing on Rashi and saying chas v'shalom. Right, chas v'shalom, lo tehei kezos v'yisrael, defadei osur, mitbibtei darki ha'emori, v'yosei chomer mienu. It's terrible. So most say that Rashi doesn't really mean nichush. You have to say Rashi means it's like a nichush, but it just means good luck, good mazel. So the Ran gives a different shot. Yesh lefareish she'osa hamita ha'yosin l'simin shel osher. Lomar, sheyesh lem begadim yoser michnei tzarchan. It's just a symbol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give me so much. We even have an extra bed. That's what it is. Nothing to do with nichush or a good omen. The Sefer Chassidim says in Tafnun Ches, Arsa de Gada, ein nichush. No problem, nichush by this bed. Ki yadua lahem sheyesh mazel hashomer laadam. Kemosha amru ruach tuma sharal hayadayim. Everybody knows that there's a certain mazel watching over them, and everything that's yadua, there's no nichush by. That's what the Sefer Hasidim says. I don't know exactly what that means, but that's what he tries to defend Rashi. He tries to defend Rashi, saying that there's no problem with this. Related to this is a minna quoted in Kuf and Yoredeya. Yoredeya in Kuf Ayin Ches. The end of Kuf Ayin Ches. The Ramah quotes, Yesh Makomo, Shenogu Laruch Shulchan, Velasim Alav Mini Michael, Belaila, Shalomachar Malentinok. There's a minna that you set up a table the night before a bris and you put food on it. V'yesh bazeh iser mishum orchim legar shulchan. This is a problem, says the Ramah. Because this is nichush. What are you doing? It's doing like a voodoo, putting bread on a table, putting food on a table. Aval laruch mita lemazalatino yesh matirin. He says putting food out is no good because it's like you're giving food to the gods. Right, but just setting up a bed is not a problem, like Rashi says. Says the Shachir, what you're all thinking. Aval mashenogen ba'artzus ha'elu she'osin suda b'layla shalomachar malantinok, in parentheses, shekorin vach, right, vachnacht, says ein iser, because the only problem is putting out food and not eating it. It's like giving it to the gods. But if you come and say hamalach, and you come and you give out food to the kids, it's not a problem. That's not giving it to the gods. Ain iser. Especially, I mentioned in the past that maybe there's a lumdus, that maybe the shame orel starts lel ches. So if you say that, I'm not getting into that now, so maybe that's another reason why we have a shmira given on the night before the bris. Okay. So, Arsa the God, the Rashi says, it's a bed for good luck or a bed for, we're very rich. So what? That's the bed that the king sits on. So the Gemara says, what? Mika midi, is there anything? Up until now, he never sat on this bed. Now that he's in Avil, he sits on the bed? Why does that make sense? So Maskev LaRava, my Kushi, what's the problem? Dilma, midi dahavi a'achid l'vashia. Same thing about eating and drinking. Diado inna lo'achline, up until now, nobody else ever gave him to eat and drink. He did it himself. Hashta, kamachlina le'vakamashkinale. So no problem. So el ikash akash. Okay, this is my problem with the pshat, that Dargash is Arsa the Gada. Hakasha. Dargash ino tzorach lechfos ala zokfo. The Gemara says that a dargash bed does not have to be turned over. In the olden days, when they did kfiyas hamita, they turned over the bed as a simon of avelus. You don't have to turn over the dargash, right? Zokfo, you just stand it up on its side. So vizakadadach arsa the gada amayinus rachliposo. But if it's a real bed of for good luck, so why don't you have to turn it over? V'hatanya, Hakovis mitasa bavaru kofe. He doesn't only turn over his own bed. Elakom mitas sheish lo b'tok besu kofe. He turns over all the beds in his house, and this is a bed. So why wouldn't you have to do this if this is really what a dargish is? If it's a bed. So the Gemara says, my kushya, no problem. Dilma midi ahavi amita miuchadis l'kelim. Maybe it's the same thing about a mita that you put kelim on. Diktani, as we know, imaisi miuchadis l'kelim in a tzorach l'poso. Only beds that people lie on, you have to turn over. Not other types of beds. Therefore, no problem. Why do you turn over the kfiyas hamita for? Is there a salvation road in a certain context? We don't do kfiyas hamita anymore. Right? We don't do kfiyas hamita. So why they turn over the beds in those days? Because misa means that there's less tselem elokim in the world. There's less tselem elokim in the world. Right? Where was the tselem elokim brought into the world from? From the bed. So you turn over the beds as a recognition that there's less tselem elokim in the world. That's why all the beds in the house, all beds that people lie on, but not the kelim. And that's why he even says, that's why, as many know, we cover the mirrors. To cover the mirrors, that's kfiyas hamita. What does covering mirrors have to do with kfiyas hamita? No, that's also, we block out the tselem elokim. Same idea. And that's why he felt, this is not the minhag, he felt they should even cover pictures. When Rav Shechter was sitting Shiva, I remember I went to visit him, so all the pictures were down. Right on the right, because he felt that's not just in the mirrors, in the pictures also. It all comes from the kfiyas hamita. That's not the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Minhag is not going to have more pictures. That's the minhag. But at least the mirrors is the minhag. So Eli Kasha Al Kasha. So Gemara says, okay, this is the question with Arsa Degada. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Dargish Matir Karbita Vudof Meilav. A dargish. How do you open up a dargish? You just untie the loops and the bed falls. He doesn't have loops. Not so the guy that doesn't have loops. So how can you be talking about a dargush with loops? So, different shot. Ela kiyasa rabin amar. Amar li ahu mirabanan. A rabbi told me, Rav Tachlifa Shmei, that Vishriach Meshuka de Godai, he was Rav Tachlifa, who was commonly in the marketplace of the leather, of leather marketplace. The amar li, my dargish arsa that salam. It's a bed made out of leather. Not an arsa de gada. Okay, tub shot them in the Gemara. What does it mean, dargish? Amar bi amar bi yochanan. Dargish. Sirugo mitocho, a dargash, its strap work is on the inside. Mita siruga me algaba. A bed, a mita, its strap work is on the outside. Meisvei, is this really true? The Mishnah says in Maseches Kelim, Kli eis beimasa mekabel tuma. We know that every Kli is only mekabel tuma when it has gemar malacha, when it's finished being produced. So when is kabbalas tuma for a Kli eis? Hamita v'haritza, a bed and a crib. Mishe yeshufein ba'or a dog. When you scrub it, then you smooth it with the skin of a fish. V'imita misureges me'algaba. And if mita has its strap work on the outside, lama lishivas are a dog. What do you have to scrub it for? It's going to have string on the outside. It's going to have the rope on the outside. So what do you have to scrub it for with the aradog? It doesn't have to be shiny. You can have rope on top of it. So ela hava mitocho. So the Gemara gives a different shot. Really, both strap works are inside. But what's the difference? Mita aule va'afuke bibizione. A bed just goes in and out of slits. There are little slits in the leather. So most of it is still free and smooth. Dargush aule va'afuke bavakta. But a dargush has loops that it goes through. Amar Yaakov, Amar Yoshiya ben Levi, halacha, kripshung amliel. The halacha, kripshung amliel, that a dargush, you just have to let the loops open and it just falls to the ground. That's how you do kfiya samita. Amar Yaakov, Amar Ami, mita shanakliteo yotzin, if you have a canopy bed, zokfa vadayu. It's very hard to turn it over, so you just turn it on its side. And that is good enough. Period. Says the Mishnah. It's not my fault here. There's so much to do here. Says the Mishnah. We spent 15 minutes on Amud Beis on the previous day, so we don't forget Amud Beis. Just the middle of Amud Beis. Okay. Says the Mishnah. A king goes out to war. Alpi Bezin of 71. And he can make any road that he wants. Again, this parak is all about halachas and malachim. He can make a road, and nobody could stop him. Derech HaMelech Ein Lo Shir, as big as he wants, Derech HaMelech. Whenever the people win a war, they take spoils and they have to give him. And he can take the first portion, the rights of the king. Gemara. Didn't we learn it in the first Mishnah? We already learned this halach in the first Mishnah. So I did Tana call Mili de Melech. So it repeats it because it's going through all the halachos of a Melech. Amr of Yudamar Shmuel, major machlokes. Kala Amr Beparshas Melech. Melech Mutterbo. Everything it says in the Parsha of the Melech, in Sefer Shmuel, after Bnei Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael asks for a king, the king says, you want a king? He's going to do this and this and this and this and this and this and this. That's a heter for the king to do it. He is allowed to do it. Rav Amar, lo nemar, Parsha zu el la'ayim aleim. No, he's not allowed to do it. He was just threatening them. He was trying to convince them not to want the king. This is what the king's going to do, but not that the king really should do it. He was just threatening them that they should do it. That they shouldn't want a king. Shenemar, Som Tazim Alecha Melech, Shetehei Emaso Alecha. His Ema should be upon you. Kitanoi, also Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kal Omer Parshas Melech, Melech Mutterbo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lonemar Parshasu, Elekadei, La'ayem Aleihem. Shenemar, Som Tazim Alecha Melech, Shetehei Emaso Alecha. You look in Tosfos here, Top Tosfos asks, if the king could do whatever he wants, why was Achav punished for murdering Navos? Right, Achav, one of the most wicked kings, his wife was Izebel, asked, you know, I want your vineyard. He said, no, I don't want to give you the vineyards. What did he do? He had him set up, he hired A.D. Sheker, and he had him murdered. And he was punished. Achav was thrown to the dogs because of that. What do you mean? He can do whatever he wants. So Tosfos gives six answers, we're not allowed to go through them here, why Achav was punished. Achav was punished for doing that to Navos. Weiter. There's a lot here. Another discussion here, which we don't have time for, is what if there's a big discussion in the Rishonim already. If there is a Parsha in the Torah of Parshas HaMelech, so why was Shmuel and Hashem so upset when Bnei Yisrael asked for a king? In Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel got very angry. Hashem got very angry. Why did they get angry? There's a Parsha HaMelech. Right? So again, many answers given. Is it because it was the wrong time to ask for a king? Was it a slap in the face of Shmuel Hanavi? Was it, the other Malbim says, no, they were still living B'derach Nes then, and a king is only for a time period of B'derach HaTeva? Many different answers given in Sefer Shmuel there in Periches. Okay, V'chein Ha'ir Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda also says, another idea of Vatamelech. Gimel mitzvahs Nisav Yisrael B'knas Hazam La'aretz. There are three mitzvahs that B'nai Yisrael have when they go into Eretz Yisrael. L'hamid Melech, first to appoint a king. U'lahachar Zarah Shal Amalek, and then to wipe out Amalek. V'livnos L'meis HaBechira, and then to build a Meis HaMikdash. Rabbi Narai Omer Lo Nehmer Pesha Zuhel HaKenega Taramosan. Rabbi Yehuda Narai says, no, that this whole parsha of king is only there because he knew that they would complain about it. So he wrote it, Shenemar, Yamarta, Simalai Melech, Bechulu. Right, so he says that's what, meaning this relates to what I was just talking about. He just wrote it because he knew that they would complain about it. Tanya, Rablazar Omer, Zakenim Shabadarka, Hogan Shalu. Really, the elders of that generation asked properly, Shenemar, Tznalonu Melech, Lishaftenu. The first half of the pasuk, give us a king to judge us. Aval Ameha Aret Shevahen Kilkulu. But the second half of the pasuk, the Gemara says, was said by other people. The Ameha Aret Shenemar, Vahayinu Gamanachnu, Kichol Hagayim, Ushvatanu, Malkenu, Vyatzalofanenu. Why do we want a king to be like everybody else? Right, that was the problem, the motivation. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gimel Mitzvahs, is obviously open to us on the Aret. Three mitzvahs. Lamela Melech Alachmazar Shalomalek, Lidros Lamisa Bechira. What are the three? King, Amalek, Beis HaMikdash. The any of the is Ventchila, which comes first? Kshu Omer, Ki Yad Al-Kes Ka. Melcham Al-Hashem Ba-Amalek. When did you say that? Havi Omer, Lahamid La-Melech Tchila. Because you first you have to do a king. What? Case. Ven Kisi Al-Melech. Kisi refers to a king. Shneemar Vayashav Shlomo, Al-Kisi Hashem La-Melech. So, king comes before Amalek. Which one first? Amalek or Beis HaMikdash? That Hashem will give you rest from all your enemies. And then, first wipe out Amalek, and then build the Beis HaMikdash. It also says by David, when David was sitting and he finished all his wars, and then it says, David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Ish Lakish. No, we're going to stop here. This is a new section. What we have to start with tomorrow is a beautiful thought that they asked after the, you know what, I'm going to wait with it, all about the six-day war. I'm going to start tomorrow with the six-day war. What happened after the six-day war? What did Rav Soloveitchik say relating to this Gemara about HaKamas Melech and his great chiddush of, and Rav Schechter expansion on it, of setting up a Jewish government is also a partial kiyum of HaKamas Melech. What is Raizar to that? But we'll start with that. But just one, Biuri Chasidus, says the Safas Paneach. There are three mitzvahs. First a king, then a Malik, then Beis HaBechira. Every Jew first has to appoint a king. We have to be king over ourselves. Shekol echad miYisrael heitein ishmaso moleches al gufo. We have to be king over ourselves. And then we have to wipe out a Malik. First we have to be moshal over it. Then we have to eradicate it totally, Amalek. And once we have that, then we can build a Beis HaBechira. Then we could be a Machon L'Shiftecha. We could be a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to run and reside. V'shachanti B'socha. All those mitzvahs apply within each and every Jew. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue tomorrow with Be'ikvei Hatzon, page Reish Yud Beis.